Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning. Japan doesn't have any disagreement. I mean, we agree with those two indicators. Two are feasible, relevant, and practically very important indicators. Maybe I want to raise two issues. First is just simple questions about the compounded indicators per 100,000 populated people. Does it mean you're just trying to adjust it by the size of the country as a whole, not as the devastated areas? This is my first question. And my second issue is about the disaggregation of data. I think it is not stipulated in this indicators because it's common for every other indicators, but if you may allow me to raise the disaggregation now. I think it's very important to raise about the disaggregation to understand the situation, who are mostly affected. And then it listed the sex, age, disability and income. Is that what you in your recent report says? And it is for Japan, it is still very challenging to collect disaggregated data by gender and by age. But maybe if we had a double our efforts might be feasible, but it's still very difficult to do so because it's technically the number of deaths is counted by the jurisdiction where the dead body was found. So it does not connect to any residential registration. And it takes a little bit of next step or several steps to find out who is really the person who was dead. So it takes a little bit step to identify the gender. Sometimes it's even difficult to identify the gender by the dead body. And also the age is also complicated. More complicated issue is about the income and disability. Because of the data is disconnected from the dead bodies and then from the personal identification, even if we go beyond the type of the steps to that we have to reach the personal identification, there's usually an issue about the privacy or personal data. And sometimes we have find a very complicated issue to try to identify the level of income of persons and the disability. So it is really, I think it's ideal and desirable if we can disaggregate data by those income and disability. But practically, I think it is very challenging. And it is, if those disaggregated data are decided by as a global indicators, I must say that Japan cannot submit such data. Thank you very much.